Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1002, for Wednesday, February 5th, 2025. This is the BGG Top 10 edition, and it is a special edition as we count down the top 100 games on Board Game Geek. This is a list I've been doing for 12 years now. It's always been sort of a companion piece to the Page Views Top 100 of the year. And it's, of course, you already know the top 10, but I think it's interesting to take a look at the full top 100 on the site occasionally as well. The data, as always, is from January 1st, so even though we're getting to it about a month late, that's pretty common for me to take some extra time to work through all the year-end stuff. But I want to go ahead and keep it at January 1st, that way it's easy to compare from one year to the next. Before we get into the top 100 proper, let's take a look at the 8 games that are falling out. This is the 4th consecutive year that there are less than 10 new entries in the top 100. The fewest were both last year and 3 years ago, 2022 and 2024, when we only had 6 new entries. 8 is still on the low side. Falling out from 97 to 136, the 7th continent. That is the farthest fall for a game, falling out of the top 100 since 2021, when Time Stories fell all the way to 139. From 100 to 116, Raiders of the North Sea. I guess I should mention how many years these games were in the top 100. For the 7th continent, it spent 7 years in the top 100, peaking at number 15. Raiders of the North Sea spent 6 years in the top 100, peaking at number 84. Going back to before the beginning of this list, falling from 99 to 114, Keyflower. It was number 54 back on the first edition of this list. Maybe that was its first year in the top 100, though, back in 2014. After 5 years in the top 100, falling from 93 to 110, Architects of the West Kingdom. It peaked at number 78. Here's another one that has been on every edition of this list so far. Its peak position on this list was number 22 back in 2014. Now falling from 94 to 108, Battlestar Galactica, the board game. After 4 years in the top 100, falling from 92 to 107, Tainted Grail, The Fall of Avalon. It peaked at number 79. Now, I should mention, of course, that these games may have peaked at a higher position. I'm only looking at January 1st. After just 1 year in the top 100, falling from 98 back to 104, Innis. This is one of the more consistent performers. This is its 7th consecutive year, somewhere between positions 98 and 107. And so now 104 is, you know, right back in that position. And after 3 years on the bottom, scraping the bottom of the top 100 at 99, 196, down to 103 is Decrypto. So let's get into the number 100 game. This is its first, or rather second year in. It drops from 90 last year to 100. The Search for Planet X. Its rating is 7.561. That's its BGG rating. Its average rating is actually 7.93. And it has 13,389 votes. So, as you are likely aware, but just in case you aren't, the top 100 are sorted based on their Board Game Geek rating. That is, takes their actual game rating, so people rate the game, they take an average, and then they add a certain number of dummy votes that are believed to be something like 5.5 to sort of, depending on the number of actual votes they have, so that a game can have a very high rating with a very few votes, but its BGG rating will not be as high because of all these dummy votes. Whereas if it has a lot of votes, then its actual BGG rating would be quite similar to its average. There's also, I think, some built-in decay, like votes from 15 years ago don't carry as much weight as votes from 3 years ago. Votes from people who only have rated one game or only a few games don't carry as much weight as those who have rated lots of games. It's a more of a complex algorithm, but that's the general basics of it. Entering the top 100, up from 133 to 99, our first new entry is Scout. Its rating is 1 point better than the search for Planet X, 7.562. Falling from 12 spots, from 86 to 98 in its 10th time in the top 100, The Voyages of Marco Polo. It has 2 points more than Scout. Our second new entry climbs from 110 to 97, Concordia, Venus. It has a very high rating of 8.28, that's its average rating, but because it has only about 6,400 votes, well, that's why it's down here as low as it is. We will see as we go along here that under 10,000 is kind of noteworthy. Just eyeballing it, I'm going to say maybe only a tenth, maybe 12 or 15% of the top 100 have fewer than 10,000 votes. That certainly is not true for the next game that falls 7 spots from last year, from 89 to 96, Seven Wonders. This game has previously was in the top 10, but before this list, it was number 15 on the first version of this list. It actually, both it and Concordia Venus have a BGG rating of 7.565, so that's 4 points better than the search for Planet X at 100. But they're not considered tied because, though we are shown a number that goes to 3 decimal places, it is actually calculated much further out than that. So they're not tied if you go to a much finer calculation. Now, interestingly, Seven Wonders' average rating is just 7.68, about 12 points higher, or 120, depending how you count it. But that's because it has 107,009 votes. That's not the most of any game on the site, but it is the most of any game within the top 100. Also down 7 from 88 to 95, Robinson Crusoe. It is 1 point better than Seven Wonders. Also down 7 from 87 to 94, Dominant Species. Now here's a 5 point gap. It's not a huge gap. It's kind of big for this part of the list, but we'll see this every once in a while. I'm not going to continue to tell you what the gap is in points the entire time, but this is our first game that has a rating of over 7.570. Our third new entry launches from 171 last time up to number 93, Revive. Falling 9 positions from 83 to 92, Through the Ages, the first edition. It is got a rating of 7.580, so 8 points more than Revive. Interestingly, for such an old game, it has fewer than 20,000 votes. As we get closer to the top part of the list, we'll see that 20,000 is not really very many. Repeating at number 91 for the second year, El Grande, and 2 years ago it was number 89, so sort of stabilized right in here. It has about 30,000 votes. Down 6 to where it was 2 years ago when it entered the top 100 at number 90, Beyond the Sun. Down 7 to 89, Teotihuacan. Sliding just 3 spots, which I'm sure you can tell is not bad for such an old game, from 85 to 88, Lords of Waterdeep. Now here is a game that has 56,000 votes, which among games we've seen so far is second most, only to Seven Wonders. Down 7 to 87, Eon's End. And the rating for Eon's End is 7.600. So we've now gone 39 points of BGG rating from number 100 up to number 87. Virtually tied with it at number 86, down 5 positions, Fields of Arles. Down 8 from 77 to 85, Eclipse, the first edition. Sliding from 79 to 84, Clank. And our fourth new entry, going from 180 to 83, Clank Catacombs. Here's another one of the games that has fewer than 10,000 ratings. Down 4 from 78 to 82, after a couple of years losing only 2 positions, Five Tribes. The rating is 7.620. Down from 76 to 81, Race for the Galaxy. Sliding from 74 to 80, Azul. Now, Azul does not have 100,000 votes, but it has 95,000, so that's a lot. Oscillating positions at number 79 is the revised edition of Agricola. It's rating just about 7.640. Over the last, well, here is its entire run. It entered back in 2019 at number 93, and then climbed to 80, 70, back to 75, down to 79, back to 75, down to 79 this year. So it's pretty consistently performing, but just not really able to make up a lot of ground. Down 6 to 78, Kingdom Death, Monster. This game has the highest average rating of any game we've seen so far, 8.49. That's quite high, but because it has fewer than 10,000 ratings, it's got a relatively low BGG rating. Our largest decline so far, down 11 to 77, The Crew, The Quest for Planet 9. Sliding 6 to 76, Mechs vs. Minions. Down 4 positions, I was about to say this is the first game that we've seen that was in the top 10 at some point during the run on this list, but that's not true. Through the Ages was the number 2 game the first time I did this list. Eclipse spent the first couple of years, and this one spent the first few years in the top 10 as well. Down 4 to 75, Android Netrunner. Our fifth new entry climbs last year from number 360 to number 74, Age of Innovation. It's our game at 7.660 rating. Its average rating is 8.61. That's one of the highest that we're going to see here in the top 100, but it has the fewest votes of any game in the top 100, with just around 5,400. So it's a relatively new game, and that's why it has so few votes, but such a high rating allows it to climb this high. And it should be noted that 74 may not sound like a high rating, but really any game within the top 500 on Board Game Geek should generally be considered a pretty decent game. And for a lot of people, it might be their favorite game, even though it's only in the top 500. Down 8 positions to 73, Star Wars Imperial Assault. Sliding 5 from 67 to 72, The Gallerist. After inching up a spot each of the last couple of years, from 66 to 65 to 64, finally reversing trend to go down 7 to 71, Paladins of the West Kingdom. Also down 7, this is a recurring amount, isn't it? Lots of games losing 7 positions. Down 7 to 70, Le Havre. And down 7 to 69, Clans of Caledonia. Le Havre is another game that spent the first year on this list in the top 10. And another one, down 7 to 68, The Quacks of Quedlinburg, So these four games have all marched down in lockstep over the last year. Now, the Quacks of Quedlinburg breaks a streak of three consecutive years, sitting in the same position at number 61, and is finally tipped downward. Meanwhile, down nine positions from 58 to 67, Maracaibo. It has nearly a rating of 7.680. Sliding 6 to 66, Power Grid. This game also spent a couple of years in the top 10 early in this list. Now, if in the actual BGG page views, top 10 edition that goes all the way back to 2007, Power Grid spent a long time on the early days of that list. But here, where we're only going back to 2014, it only had a couple of years in the top 10. Pretty good for a game that at the time it finally tipped out of the top 10 was like 10 or 12 years old. Down 6, also, to 65, Tsokin. Meanwhile, continuing to climb to 64 this year is Grand Austria Hotel. Since being first listed in the database, it was number 179 in its first year, back in 2017, then climbed to 140, 101, just missed the top 100 in 2019, then up to 93, where it repeated for 2 years before jumping to 78, 75, 68, and now up to 64, has never lost position year over year. Again, another game down 7 to 63, Mansions of Madness, the second edition. And this is our first game over 7.7 rating. Our first game over 7.6 was back at number 87. So we have traversed 24 games for that 100 points of BGG rating, or 1/10 of a rating point. There's lots of different ways I express this. I hope it's not super confusing. After climbing from 102 to 73 on one of the slowest burns that we see into the top 100, it just kind of very slowly has gained rating. It's now up another 11 to 62 this year, Obsession. Down 6 to 61, Pandemic Legacy, Season 2. Sliding 3 after inching up for several consecutive years, this is its first year declining position, at number 60, Lisboa. Climbing from 95, where it entered last year, to number 59, Oathsworn, Into the Deep Wood. This is their first game at the 7.725 threshold. It's the game with the highest average rating of any in the top 100, 8.92. Quite high, but it's down this low at 59 because it has the second fewest ratings total, 5,442, just 44 more than Age of Innovation had. Suddenly declining after an 18-position climb last year, down 6 to 58, Sleeping Gods. Meanwhile, continuing to climb after a 19-position climb last year, up 12 more to 57, Cthulhu, Death May Die. We now have our sixth of eight new entries, here at number 56, up from 144 last year, Hegemony. Down 6 to 55, Agricola, the first edition. This game spent the first three years in the top 10 of this list, but is one of the few games that has ever been number one on the site. Down 8 to 54, Blood Rage. After climbing slowly, back down now the first year, 5 to 53, On Mars. Meanwhile, continuing to climb, entered at number 84, then climbed to 56, up to 53, inching one more up to 52, Pandemic Legacy, Season 0. And falling out of the top 50 after spending the last 5 years in the lower reaches of the top 50, down from 47 to 51, Anachrony. And both of these games have a rating of nearly 7.750. As we enter the top 50, we have a game that spent 3 years in the top 10, down from 44 to 50, Caverna. Meanwhile, reversing trend from it's a 5-position climb last year, a 4-position decline this year to 49, Cascadia. Another former number one that spent 4 years in the top 10, the first 4 years of this list, down 5 to 48, Puerto Rico. After climbing 14 last year, up 7 more to 47, Kanban EV. And this game has a rating of 7.775. A game that has an interesting trajectory. This game has been in the top 100 for a long time. At number 46 is Crokinole, certainly the oldest game here in the top 100. It's got a listed published date of the 19th century. But let me just read through its 12-year performance on this countdown. 37, 40, 44, 61, 68, 76, 70, 67, 63, 55, 50, 46. So it bottomed out at number 76 back in 2019, and now it has suddenly started to go back up again. It's almost as high as it was when we first did this list. That's it's extremely unusual and very interesting to me. Meanwhile, hovering in the 40s, it's its first year of decline, though, down 3 to 45, Underwater Cities. And another game with its first year of decline, falling from 40 to 44, Pax Pamir, the second edition. We now have our seventh new entry. Last year, quite low at number 538, this time jumping all the way up to number 43, Sky Team. Down 3 to 42, Food Chain Magnet. And after peaking 2 years ago at number 36 and falling last year to 41, repeating at 41, Marvel Champions. Climbing 11 in its second year on the list to number 40, Heat. And our next game is over 7.800. So we had the first game at 7.6 was number 87. The first game at 7.7 was number 63, a 24-position gap. Our first game at 7.8 is 39, which is another 24-position gap. These gaps will suddenly start to expand as we go. At number 39, down 4 positions, is Viticulture, the Essential Edition. Its average rating is 7.98, and this is the highest ranked game whose average rating is under 8. So, that's obviously doing it somewhat on the strength of its votes, which is about 50,000 votes. Down 6 to 38, Everdell. After entering at number 39 just 2 years ago and climbing to 36 last year, already slipping back a spot to 37, The Crew, Mission Deep Sea. After 2 years peaking at number 34, down to 36 is Barrage. After 2 years at 33, though by no means was that a peak, it was in the top 10 the first 3 years of this list, down to this time to 35, Mage Knight board game. This is our first game already at 7.850. Down 3 to 34, Orléans. Meanwhile, a game that has not yet declined in position, though it is getting pretty old and it is pretty high. It's its sixth year in the top 100, started at number 72, then climbed to 51, then to 39, then to 37, where it repeated last year, but now up four again to 33, too many bones. Now you look at the average rating of this game and all the games around it, and the games, the next five games ahead of it all have average ratings of like 803, 8.05, as high as 8.13. Five, six, seven games below it are all in that same range, between like 8 and 8.10. But Too Many Bones has an average rating of 8.33. So of these, it's really getting penalized by partly its 14,000 votes, but I think even more so by probably that it seems like the kind of game where maybe a lot of people who rate this game don't rate a lot of other games, and so are probably getting dinged for that too. Down 7 to 32, Wingspan, after 2 years at number 25. Down 5 to 31, Terra Mystica. This game spent the first 6 years of this list in the top 10. Slipping back just one for the second year in a row to number 30, Root. And after debuting 3 years ago at number 35, climbing to 29 the following year, inching up to 28 last year, now stepping back to 29 again, Lost Ruins of Arnak. After 2 years at number 27, down one also to 28, Arkham Horror, the card game. Entering at number 54 2 years ago, climbing to 30 last year, now up three more to 27, Great Western Trail, the second edition. And this is our first game over 7.9 of BGG rating. So whereas there is a 24-position gap between 7.6 and 7.7, and the same between 7.7 and 7.8, the gap between 7.8 and 7.9, as predicted, is only 12. Entering last year at number 38, up 12 to 26, Frosthaven, which has under 10,000 views, or votes, sorry, I keep saying views, under 10,000 votes, but has one of the highest ratings, in fact, the highest rating here in the top 30, I guess, 8.80 is pretty high. Down 3 to 25, Concordia. Down 1, but very consistent over the last 6 years, going from 23 to 22 for three consecutive years, before back to 23, now down just 1 to 24, A Feast for Odin. Meanwhile, changing places with it and continuing its upward trajectory, going from 74 to 31, 26, 24, up to 23, Clank Legacy. Down 1 to 22, Nemesis. After 3 years at number 20, stepping back 1 to 21 is Brass Lancashire. This would be the first edition of Brass. A game that has oscillated around quite a bit, spent a couple of years in the top 10, debuted at 33 back in 2016, then jumped into the top 10 at 8, before falling back to 9, to 13, to 16, to 17, then went up to 16, and fell back to 19, then went up to 18, and now has fallen back to 20. Seven Wonders Duel. This is another one that has nearly 100,000 votes. Repeating at number 19, Eclipse, the second edition. Down one for the second year in a row from 17 to 18, Scythe. And now, our highest new entry. It was barely registering at this time last year. Its rank was 1,010. But entering at number 17 for 2025, Dune Imperium Uprising. Its rating is 7.984. Its average rating is a pretty lofty 8.73. and it has 8,666 votes, which is the highest ranked game with fewer than 10,000 votes. Also, no game above it has a higher rating, average rating, than it does. But its vote total is what's holding it back at the moment. Its big brother, for reference, which is coming, has 67,000 votes. Down one for the second year in a row, from 15 to 16 this year, Great Western Trail, the first edition. This is our first game over 8.011, actually. The gap between the 7.9 and 8.0 was 11 positions. The previous gap of a tenth of rating was 12 positions. Interestingly, though, those two games were both versions of Great Western Trail. A game that has shown remarkable consistency, I'll also note Great Western Trail spent 1 year in the top 10. Going back to the beginning of this list was number 12, went up to 11, climbed up to 8, then spent 2 years at number 10, a year at 11, 3 years at number 15 before finally sliding back to 17 and then turning back up to 16 and now up again to where it was 3 years in a row at number 15. It's the Castles of Burgundy. Repeating at number 14, Through the Ages, the second edition. This spent a number of years, 6 years in the top 10, including a peak at number 2. Another former number 1 repeats at number 13, Twilight Struggle. Not only former number 1, but on this version of the list, 8 years in the top 10. A game with 4 years in the top 10 spends its third year out of the top 10, and its second year at number 12, Gaia Project, our first game with a rating of 8.1 or higher, 8.104, actually. And that gap from the first game at 8.0 is a mere 4 positions. After 3 years in the top 10, falling from 8 to 11, Gloomhaven, Jaws of the Lion. It debuted at number 14 in 2021, then went all the way up to number 6 before going 7, 8, and now 11. And so we have arrived at the top 10, which I have already covered in the first episode of the year. But hey, maybe you don't remember what they were, and even if you do, I didn't cover it in this way. So at number 10, moving back up one position, Spirit Island. Spirit Island entered in 2019 at number 17, then climbed to 13, to 12, to 11, to 10, and then was shunted aside and fell back to 11, and now climbs back up to 10. At number 9, Star Wars Rebellion. This game debuted at number 5. It debuted at number 5 in 2017. That is its peak position. It then spent 2 years at number 6, 4 years at number 8, before last year falling back to number 10. But due to Jaws of the Lion's decline, it's able to climb back up to number 9. But the reason it's only able to climb up one position is because of this game at number 8, the game that certainly is the slowest, longest climbing game on the list. War of the Ring, the second edition. On the first edition of this list in 2014, it was number 20. Then it went to 15, 2 years at 14, 3 years at 12, a year at 11, then finally the top 10 at number 10, then 2 years at number 9, and now it has inched forward one more time to number 8. It only has 22,000 votes. You have to go down to Uprising to find a game with fewer. There aren't too many in the top 50 that have fewer than that. Not too many. I don't know. There's probably a quarter of them. So I don't want to overstate things. At number 7, Terraforming Mars. This is our first game with a rating over 8.2. It's 8.205. Our 8.1 game was Gaia Project at 12, so a 5-position gap there. The previous gap was 4 for a tenth of rating. Terraforming Mars debuted in 2017 at number 23, then jumped up to number 5 the next year, climbed to 4, all the way to 3, but then pushed back to 4, where it spent 2 years, then dropped to 6 for a couple of years, and then down one more to 7. I wonder a lot when I mention Terraforming Mars on the page views every single week, whether that's a mistake of some kind. Like, how can it be that Terraforming Mars is still among the top 20 in page views most weeks? And I think maybe this is a clue. The number of ratings it has is the second most of any in the top 100, 103,000 votes for Terraforming Mars. So it has a more widespread appeal than I would have guessed. That's more votes than Seven Wonders, more than Azul, more than Seven Wonders Duel. So it's pretty impressive. Number 6, Dune, Imperium. This debuted 3 years ago at number 21, then jumped to 12, to 7, and now up one more to number 6. Number 5, Twilight Imperium, the 4th edition. The rating here, 8.235. So Twilight Imperium entered at number 14 in 2019, then climbed 8 positions to number 6, then up 1 to 5, and that's where it is. 5 consecutive years as the number 5 game on the site. Number 4, Gloomhaven. Here's our first game with a rating of 8.338. A huge gap, actually, between Gloomhaven and Twilight Imperium. But 3 positions to cover the 8.2 mark to the 8.3 mark. Gloomhaven debuted, well, it was listed in 2017 as number 3,412. But in 2018, it was number 1 at this point in the year. January 1st as when it became number 1. And then it stayed there for 6 consecutive years before it dropped back to number 3 last year, and this year down one more to 4. Number 3, Ark Nova. Ark Nova was first listed in 2022. It was number 602, but it entered at number 4 on this list, which is very impressive. Repeated number 4 last year, and now this year has knocked off Gloomhaven by just a bit. It's very close. Gloomhaven's rating 8.338, Ark Nova's 8.341, but it's enough. It's surprising to me, actually, that Gloomhaven has 63,000 votes. Ark Nova has 48,000. That's almost as many as the top 2 games have. That's pretty good. It goes to show what happens when a game really captures people's imagination. At number 2, Pandemic Legacy, Season 1. Here's another game. It debuted at number 1. It was not listed. It just debuted at number 1 in 2016, where it spent 2 years before falling back to number 2, where it spent 5 consecutive years. It then stepped back to 3, and now has spent 2 more years at number 2. Our number 1 game debuted in 2019 at number 34, before jumping all the way up to number 5, then climbed to 3, where it held position for 2 years, before inching up to number 2, and then last year capturing the number 1 spot, where it is repeating again. Brass, Birmingham, or Brass the 2nd edition, if you prefer. Its rating is 8.409, so there is a 3-position gap between 8.3 and 8.4. For Wednesday, February 5th, 2025.